Pod Culture, episode 315, Wormhole of Suck, part C, for Monday, March 26th, 2012. This episode of Pod Culture is brought to you by Audible.com. Choose from over 85,000 titles and get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/podculture. About you guys, but are you ready for a part C of Pod Culture?
Yeah, I think we're gonna get it whether we're ready or not.
Pretty much, yeah.
Here we come.
All right, I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Christina.
I'm Justin.
I heard the pause. I know that you guys were almost getting ready to step
no,
on the
other line. I was very conscious of the pause. Wanted to make sure there was a
watch
pause.
The pause.
Because pause.
You know, Christina's out of practice with the pause now, waiting because it's been so long since Glenn's actually been in studio.
Channel my inner Pinter.
Inner Pinter?
The Pinter pause? Oh, never Sorry. Mind. Sorry. He was a playwright.
Confused looks?
He was a playwright, and he had very pregnant pauses in all his shows, and that was one of
well,
his...
Well, he should have used protection. That...
Let's see. We're off to a
Can
good
you
start.
Hear the eye roll?
Hear references, corny remarks.
We're done. Oh, sorry. We're out of here.
And one giant eye roll from Christina.
And it's a show.
Pretty
and,
much.
And scene.
Yes, we are sans Adam to try to keep us in line
I
here.
I know. We need you, Adam. Come back.
He's in the footlights.
Yeah, he's off on
okay,
special.
Okay, wait. All the other theater jokes people get, but Pinter nobody's heard of.
It sounded familiar. Okay.
Isn't that a new site? People are like the hot new
oh
site. Everybody's
God.
Like Pinter.
Yeah.
Pinterest?
I refuse to get on because I know it will suck me in.
Oh, it'll be a wormhole of suck for you.
Yeah. Wormhole of
a wormhole of suck.
That's another good episode.
That's a
title.
Great episode title.
We've been spewing those out all night.
Wormhole of suck.
Yeah, the emphasis should be
but
on
wait, spew. What's the picture that you're going to put beside wormhole of suck?
Deep Space Nine. What that god-awful monster that was in that last episode
that
of Voyager.
That was perverse. Like, that was just a little bit wrong.
that was a robotic vajayjay.
Thank you, Miranda. Thank you very much.
That could be the episode title.
What, vajayjay?
Robotic vajayjay.
Robotic vajayjay.
What do you think it says, Metropolis?
I want to go home.
You are home. I want to go home.
Okay, so we're other home.
Robotic vagina.
Wormhole of suck is
wormhole of suck.
So yeah, this is the part
six of one, half dozen of the other.
We're 2 minutes in. It's already a train wreck. Let's just
stop. We're still recording.
Oh yeah, we're still recording. Let's just stop this shit and get on to the show.
Oh my God, we're gonna be
vagina.
Sued.
Alrighty, we are back with a little geek cuisine.
I think it's my favorite segment.
Yes, and this one is I'm Brad.
I'm Christina.
I'm Adam.
Yeah, because we have you and Glenn switch places
That's
so
true.
Much.
That's true.
Sometimes
it's
the listeners don't know who's here,
but they might know our voices by now. Maybe.
We're like chess pieces. We just kind of move around.
Kind of interchangeable. Though Brad and Christina are a permanent fixture
because we live here.
Yeah.
But we are back with a little geek cuisine, and it's time for some marshmallows.
Hex, yes.
I love marshmallows.
We have Kraft Jet Puffed. Ugh, blah, excuse me.
Isn't he a martial arts thing?
Jet
Lee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Chocolate Royale. Not Royale with cheese, but Chocolate Royale.
With cheese.
And it's chocolate flavored marshmallows. So, pretty simple.
Sounds good to me.
Right?
I would like to. I don't normally like warm milk. It's kind of gross. But I would melt some chocolate marshmallows in some warm milk and see how that turns out.
That could be a good thing.
Yes. I can't put those in my blender, though.
Why not?
Thank you. I can't get it. Okay. Thank you. I'm in love with my blender.
Your little shot glass blender?
My mom gave me like a bullet kind of blender.
Oh yeah.
For Christmas, uh-huh. I love it.
Oh, very cool.
I'm finding all kinds of stuff to do with it. Like when I made the bean soup, I put the sausage in the blender.
Smells like
chocolate.
Like chocolate, like the Nestle Quick Powder or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, it does you, indeed.
When you okay. before you pour it in the milk,
and they're small, and they're smaller marshmallows.
This could be a problem.
Yeah. They are tiny marshmallows.
This is definitely a problem.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yep. Mm. Oh, my gosh. That chocolate flavor.
I love definitely cocoa.
Whoa.
Okay, next time. Okay, I've got several things lined up to make for Geek Cuisine once we have a big crowd, because I don't want a lot of leftovers, because I'll just eat it and get fat again.
Just give it to Richard. He will eat it.
Leave Richard alone. But
leave Richard alone.
When I was growing up, my mom used to put a marshmallow on. Like, she'd line saltines on the bottom of a cookie sheet. Mm-hmm. And she put a marshmallow on each saltine. And you put it in the oven until the marshmallow gets flat and kind of like golden brown. Mm-hmm. It sounds simple, but it is fantastic. Because you've got the salt and the crunch of the mm-hmm. cracker and the sweet. Sweet of the marshmallow.
Yeah.
And it's cheap and easy and it's fantastic.
Greatest of combinations.
It really is.
Okay.
So, charcoal ones, I'll give those a thumbs up. Mm-hmm. We're gonna do a multi-geek cuisine here.
Let's just go right into it.
Because we've got three different kinds of the same kind of marshmallows. Jet puff.
This one for our second jet puff marshmallow extravaganza.
Get out of my head, Adam.
We have cinnamon bun.
Oh, I will get the cinnamon at the mall.
Oh, I love cinnamon.
I know.
Oh my gosh, I used to get. Their leftover Cinnabons when we would close out
you know how
from the game store.
Oh, yeah.
They'd have them just kind of sitting out for us to take.
When I was at NASCAR Thunder at Oxmoor, we get the Auntie Anne's.
Oh,
a lot.
My God.
Love
really
Auntie Anne's.
Oh, my goodness. Who would think pretzels so could good. Be so brilliant?
But sometimes, depending on how we get the crappy ones, like the jalapeno pretzels.
Oh, I love the jalapeno pretzels.
Those are nasty.
No, I love them.
I like them.
I love them with the cheese.
I like
to dip them in the cheese.
I've never had it with the cheese, but I like some regular.
It was like my second favorite next to the cinnamon sugar pretzel in the caramel.
I like the raisin one.
Oh, the chocolate dipping stuff.
Caramel. Caramel.
Caramel. These are very subtle.
So, cinnamon bun marshmallows.
Cinnamon
I don't really
bun.
Taste a lot of, I don't know. I'm not as impressed with these as I was the chocolate one.
Oh, yeah. It's very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Very subtle. Yeah.
They're a little bit more.
There we go.
Nope. I mean, they're good. Any kind of marshmallows are good.
But... Yeah, the saliva has to break it down, I think, a little bit to release.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Release.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Because, you know, because cinnamon is such a fine, I don't know, powdery substance. It doesn't.
Cinnamon is good for you.
You know, what am I saying?
It doesn't overpower a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It is that's pretty good because it, yeah, the cinnamon really
comes in. It's supposed to lower your blood sugar.
Get it wet and
moist.
So they put it on marshmallows.
Yeah. I did find a recipe for sugar-free marshmallows, but it's like a process.
Sounds like
I was going to make them for Candy Day for Emily, but it's a process.
Okay.
Alrighty, our third and final the Jet Puff. Marshmallow extravaganza. We have
the triple crown of sugar,
chocolate mint.
I'm excited about these.
So yeah, these are pretty cool. They've got a nice little swirly, green and chocolate kind of.
I hope they're supposed to be that color green.
Yeah,
this is
hope.
The kind of thing that I could just sit if I'm watching TV and just eat the bag.
Yeah, I could get in trouble.
Uh huh. I'm not even going to look at how much whatever's in there.
Yeah. Ignorance is bliss.
Well, at least they're small marshmallows.
Smallish.
Beam, beam. Beam, beam.
Beady, beady, beady.
Beam, 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 beam. I thought the safest thing I could think of.
Ray, what did you do, Ray? I haven't watched it in a long time.
These are awfully subtle, too.
Yeah.
These are probably even more subtle than the cinnamon.
I think so far the chocolate ones are my favorite.
Oh, yes. Those are right off the bat.
I'm not getting any mint at all.
But these are good.
I'm getting a very little bit. Very little bit. I mean, they're still marshmallows. They're still good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, but, I mean, it's hard to beat a good marshmallow.
What? It's hard to beat it. You just squish it a little.
I don't know, which is weird.
Your face is weird.
Your mom is weird.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Children.
He started it.
She started it first.
Well, made me come over there.
Dude, you can just stretch out your legs and kick
us
both.
That's true. I could probably do that.
The studio's not that big.
Yeah, I am pretty much in the order we went. The chocolate by my favorite.
Yeah.
Then the cinnamon bun. My next.
They also have a couple more at the store. German chocolate one
and
with coconut on it, but I don't know.
There was a German chocolate cake, and then there was a pina colada.
Yeah, see, I like coconut if it's like from the coconut, if I open it myself,
coconut meat.
But shredded coconut, it's a texture thing. Yeah,
it looks like toenail clippings,
and it gets stuck in my teeth. I don't like it. It gets stuck in my teeth.
So yeah, I do it. Like next time you're at your grocery
and you see chocolate royale jet puff marshmallows, get them
and do it. Send them to us so we can eat them.
No, just tell us about them.
All right. So I say it's safe to say thumbs up
pretty much all around, but the chocolate royale, boom, get them.
And we will be back with more pod culture
after we eat the rest of this bag.
What he said.
Hi, this is Kevin Batchelder. And this is the Saturday B Movie Reel.
Do something. Shoot it. Shoot it.
That's about describes it, yeah.
All right, everybody stay here.
We look specifically at the Sci-Fi Channel's original movies. You know the ones that air on Saturday night.
Be known throughout the ages as an instant classic.
We need a bigger gator!
Limb cutting yes. And blood squirting from...
Flying limbs, I called it in my notes.
What could go wrong?
We look on a regular basis at the movies as they come out, and since there have been over 200 of them, we do go back and look at many of them that are now out on DVD. By this point, I had completely forgotten any semblance of seeing if this actually makes any sense from a plot point of view. So come on by, get involved, and have some fun.
Check us out at SaturdayBMovieReel.com.
All right, we are back.
Welcome back.
Hello.
And the Evil Trio. We got a little segment here, a little Geek and Tell segment.
Evil Trio.
Well, you know, we are Sans Glenn for this segment.
We alternate
podcasts. You know, it's... You know, I'm Brad.
I'm Christina.
I'm Adam.
So, you know, it's just the three of us. So, when we do this timey-wimey taping,
yeah, it gets kind of confusing.
It gets a little confusing, and listeners may not go, "What the hell?" So,
they all as soon as they hear it's pod culture, they say, "What the hell?"
Pretty much, yeah. And I'm sure the Parsec Committee is going, "What the hell?"
That's all right.
All right, but we're back with a little geek intel because each of us have a. Either something we're working on or a newer gadget that we've been playing around with. Christina, why don't you kick us off with what you have there and been messing with?
You bought me a Zoom H1 handy recorder for Christmas, and I love it. I absolutely love it. It is so simple, and I figured when I go on vacation with my mom, I want to keep like an audio journal, and I used to record all the time when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I pretended I had my own radio show. Like I was always recording when I was a kid, and I've got tapes and tapes of me with my grandmother singing and being stupid and carrying on. And it's just fun. So for Christmas, he bought me a Zoom H1, and it's about the size of a sonic screwdriver.
Just about. It kind of looks like one.
Yeah, and I'm a dork. In junior high and high school, I memorized all these poems. So like when things were slow at work last week, I was like, okay, I remember this poem. So I hit the button and do the poem, you know, stupid. But, I like that it's small. I can fit it in my purse because the world knows I hate carrying a purse. So I like that it's small and I can take it with me anywhere. And it's really easy. It's got all the buttons in clear view. And, I mean, it came with good instructions. And I look forward to editing some of the audio that I recorded just play around with it.
Yeah. Yeah. We've used H4s with the show before. You know, I had a Zoom H4. that we actually still use as part of the regular recording rig, mm-hmm. even though it no longer runs on batteries.
Oh.
Which is fine. Still works great. Plugged
still
in.
Works.
Awesome. And then I upgraded to the H4N, which is, you know, the kind of the next model up. And they are great, you know, off-site recorders and everything. Mm-hmm. And you said you had wanted something, you know, when you go on your trip next year.
I just like having one this year. I like having.
This year.
I like the idea of having something that, like, if I go to Cleveland to see my family,
mm-hmm.
and like if my parents are eating something weird, I can do an on the road geek cuisine. Like, I like the idea of having something off site that I can use to record stuff.
And with. And it's this little thing. It's awesome because, you know, I trusted the brand, and we've tried all kinds of little micro recorders and stuff like that.
Yeah. Over the years, I've tried just about everything.
Yeah. You know, when we were trying to record some early panels at Dragon Con, you know, and that kind of a thing, trying to, you know, just a good offsite recorder. You can't beat the Zooms.
Yeah.
And the mics look like they're...
Just this afternoon, I was recording a passage from my favorite book, and... One of the things I used to do when I was a kid, too, I used to read from my favorite books and record my own audiobooks.
That's awesome.
Dork.
Submit them to audibletrial.com/podculture.
Do it. Super dork I was. Still am. And, like, I recorded
a
bit. And I played it back. And you could hear the little... There's a kid in the park who rides this little crotch rocket motorbike. This little high-pitched... Yeah.
Yeah.
He was riding that at lunchtime today, and as I was recording, and I heard it just a little bit in the background. I'm like, it's not going to pick it up. You know, holy crap. You could hear everything on this thing. It was great.
Yeah, and I'm sure you can adjust mic position and sensitivity and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, but I was just playing around with it.
What kind of outputs and inputs does it have?
It doesn't have XLR like this, but you can plug in an external mic, I do believe. And if I'm not mistaken, on the bottom of it, there is a thing you can screw it into a tripod or to a holder like what I do with the H4N.
Let's see. Broadcast wave format, compatible timestamp and track marker, onboard reference speaker, external mic and line inputs, low cut filter and auto level setting features, built-in mounting joint for tripod, like you said. 10 hours of continuous battery life with one AA battery. It's got an XY mic design, perfect stereo images, and remarkable depth and clarity. Records WAV and MP3s, and uses up to 32 gig micro SD card for maximum recording time. And it fits in an eyeglass case.
That's pretty awesome.
Because I wanted a little case to put it in because it didn't come with anything. I'm like, I can't put this in my purse just the way it is. I need something to cover up, you know, the speakers. So we were at Target in like the little dollar aisle, and I came across this hard-shelled eyeglass case that zips closed. I'm like, that looks like it might fit.
Oh, very nifty.
And sure enough, what? It's on the microwave cart. Because it was on the table, and then I moved
Continue.
It. And then I moved it.
Because I've been interested in getting something, because the particular project that I'm building.
Building?
I'm looking for a kind of a separate onboard audio thing, because what I'm using right now, audio is kind of.
Wonk. Yeah.
So.
There you go.
And it's,
I just like that it's simple.
Yeah.
And I can't screw it up.
I mean, does it not look like a sonic screwdriver?
Yeah, or it's like my little tricorder. It's medical tricorder.
Wow.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love
it. It's very nifty.
I mean, I've gone through the little micro cassette recorders. I've gone through like the regular cassette recorders. I've used a lot of different things.
Cool.
I like
That's
it
awesome.
A lot.
And that does fit.
My little eyeglass case I got for $1 at Target works just perfect.
Look at that.
So I can chuck it in my purse and not have to worry.
Awesome. Too cool.
Yeah. So I'm actually, you know, got it at Christmas time. You just now played with it in the past couple weeks.
It's only been the past couple weeks, yeah. Like, I took advantage of the slow bits at work. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing to do. Yeah. And I can't leave my desk because the work, you know, will trickle in and you kind of have to leap on it when it comes in. Otherwise, you miss it.
Right.
And so I sat here recording stuff, just fooling around.
That's awesome.
Adam, you said you're working on something?
Oh, yeah. I'm working on a thing for my camera.
Okay.
I'm working on a camera rig, basically. A housing for it. For not really like a steady cam, like gyroscopically steady, you know, kind of thing, but more of a grip that would steady the image and the movement of the camera better.
Okay.
Because there are some potential video projects coming up that I'm going to maybe want to use it for.
Ooh.
So I've got the frame of it built, the handles. So I've got two side handles and then two top handles for lower shots.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to probably put like bicycle, grips, handlebar grips on those. I'm going to paint it black, put a quick release shoe on it for the camera. Mm-hmm. So you just pop the camera in and fix it to the center. Probably put a mount or something for like a Zoom type an audio recorder kind of device and have an external mic, a shotgun mic mounted on the top. Cause I've got a, it's slotted, metal across the slotted metal bars, like channel struts kind of across the top and the bottom. So I can mount things into the metal and stuff. So, I'll probably do that and then maybe get like an LED light or something for the other side.
Very cool.
So, that's kind of what I've been working on here and there, you know? So
very cool.
It's coming along pretty good. Mm-hmm. So I just need to clean it and really spray paint it. It's going to
take some pictures and show
main
us
thing. Yeah. I really probably should have been doing that throughout the whole process, but oh well. I'm still early in. So anyway.
But yeah, but if you're needing sound, that Zoom is pretty freaking.
It is very cool.
It's awesome.
I haven't heard any of the stuff she's recorded with it, but if
you
it's
can play it
even,
in the show if you want.
If it's even remotely as good of a quality as the stuff from the H4s, that's
I mean, it's got input level. It's got, I mean, it's just easy. Yeah. Easy is my favorite thing. But I mean, it's got, you know, the line out, the line in. It's got everything you need right in your hand.
Yeah, and it's, you know, the little flashlight.
It's a sleek little piece of tech. Yeah, I love it.
That's pretty awesome.
I'm glad you like it.
I do, very much.
And then I've picked up something. Something that doesn't happen. Actually, as far as I can recall, I don't think I've ever done this. Picked up a launch day console.
Oh. Yeah.
No, I did not. No, Gary, I did not kill him, nor did I make him sleep on the couch.
Yes.
I was tempted, though.
I was on the fence about it until some folks I know got one a little early and were reviewing it.
Mm-hmm.
The folks over at Orange Lounge Radio, of the hosts there, Matt, or as he's more known, Loki, got a hold of one early, and they were talking about it on the show the Sunday before the Vita went on sale. And, you know, I like shiny tech. You know, we're geeks. Who
surprise
doesn't?
Oh, yeah.
Gadgets and things.
Right. And I'm like, I don't know, man. It looks freaking awesome. And we had seen it out finally at a display, and I'm like, oh, man, this looks awesome.
I actually touched it. I never touched the display things like at GameStop because I think all the little germy children have touched this. It's a Petri dish. But I actually touched it, and then I got the Purell. But I still touched it.
But I heard him talking about it, and, you know, since folks whose opinions you trust, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and
the guys at OLR
and get it. So I had two PSPs. I had a PSP 1000, a PSP 3000. Mm-hmm. I took the PSP 3000 and traded it in and got a pretty good chunk of change on it.
You got it used, so I wasn't so upset when you traded it.
No, I actually made money on this trade-in.
Right. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I mean.
Because I got it for like 50 or 60 used at Great Escape when they had a sale on, you know, 30% off everything in the store kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I got it used really cheap. And then when I took it in, you know, they give you the trade-in value. Mm-hmm.
Plus, they had a bonus if you're putting that towards a PS Vita. Mm-hmm. And then I'm a rewards member. Mm-hmm. So I got 10% above that.
Nice.
So it took a healthy chunk out of the games and the machine. So quite pleased with that.
Made me a little less cross.
Yeah. I decided to, in pricing things around, the Vita comes in two SKUs. There's a Wi-Fi and a Wi-Fi 3G. And they were selling the Wi-Fi 3G in the original bundle for it. It comes with an 8-gig memory card. Mm-hmm. And then after with the wireless, you get a downloadable game as well with the 3G stuff. I will probably never use the 3G, but factoring in the cost of the memory card, mm-hmm. which you pretty much have to have, yeah. and of course it's Sony, so it's a proprietary memory form.
Yeah. Boo!
This bundle only ended up being like $10 more than just a Wi-Fi standalone, mm-hmm. and then buying the card separately. So I'm like, okay, might as well go ahead and have it just in case. Mm-hmm. So I bought the PS Vita. The games I picked up are I got Marvel vs. Capcom 3 yes. and Wipeout 2049, I think is the name of it.
2048.
One of the 2048. One of the Wipeout games.
Yeah.
And it is a neat piece of hardware.
Pretty spiffy.
The screen is freaking amazing.
Now, is there a monthly fee for the 3G, or is that all included?
There is for the 3G if you activate it.
Yeah.
I haven't activated it yet.
Oh, okay.
It does have a SIM card in it right there.
Ah.
So it's an 18.
You got a month free, though, didn't you?
Yeah, you get them. If you purchase a month, your first month,
yeah.
you get like a 30 days beyond that.
Oh.
So you kind of like buy a month, get a month free, mm-hmm. and then the regular contract. Well, it's not contract. You can do it month to month.
But that's not something you need unless you're going to be out and about downloading.
No, I have no real intentions for it.
Right.
Maybe activate the month so I can get the game, which is usually like a $30 game or something.
Right.
And then cancel because I have no need for the 3G
yeah.
at all.
Yep.
But with it being such a narrow price gap between the two, mm-hmm. might as well go ahead and have it, that capability.
Yeah, future proof.
Yeah. And who knows, someone may have come out with a hacking, put a prepaid SIM in it or something, or who knows. But yeah, it is freaking amazing. It definitely looks like an evolution of the PSP.
Mm-hmm. A little bigger.
Yeah, a little bit bigger. It's a 5-inch screen, and the screen, Adam was playing with it earlier. The screen is amazing.
It's really
super sharp.
It's really sad when the first thing I did was ask him if it played Netflix.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
And of course, the first thing I play on Netflix is Doctor Who.
Rose.
Of course.
And I played Rose. It streams it perfectly, and the it was picking up on it, and the picture quality was fantastic.
Amazing.
Yeah. Oh. Fantastic.
Very good. Very good.
One weird thing about it, and I'm not real keen on it, and it's an interface issue. Mm. They've done away with the cross-media bar. So you have a PSP, that style how you move around and select stuff mm-hmm. on the PSP and on the PS3, I kind of like that style. You know, mm-hmm. it's kind of like, and even the Xbox has kind of shifted to something mm-hmm. like that. Mm. This, I'm not as keen on it. Kind of like
it's almost like a small, like a iOS kind of thing.
Yeah.
With a bunch of icons. Bubble icons, and you slide to your next screen of bubble icons.
Every different thing puts up a different bubble icon. Yeah, I'm not real keen on that. Yeah. Maybe they'll change that as time goes on or something. I don't know. Yeah. So that is a little. That's probably one negative, not a huge negative. You get used to the interface. I mean, it's just something different.
Yeah.
One drawback, I will say, it doesn't affect me as much, but I know Adam noticed a little bit of it, is if you have big fat hands.
A little small.
It's the controls are probably not spaced all that well.
Not conducive to long fingers. Because my thumbs were starting to ache while I was playing Wipeout.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to
squinch it in,
squish my fingers on it, and get them in the right place, and the buttons, especially the four action buttons, are very small as well.
Yeah, they're almost like start menu, start star sized on the Xbox 360 controller or something.
Just about.
It does have a rear facing and a front facing camera, so you can do some of the AR games. I haven't had a chance to mess with those too much, but those are usually kind of hinky anyway.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you do? Is there kind of an app thing where you could do Skype?
Not yet. But I mean, you could do Skype on the PSP 3000 with the voice. Mm-hmm. You could do voice stuff with that over the wireless.
No, I just meant, with the camera and stuff.
Yeah.
Forward-facing camera.
Yeah, I'm sure that it's probably not all that far down the road because
they're smart of them.
Because then you could game together and talk together at the same time.
They already have that functionality within a PlayStation Portable.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it's just a matter of time. One annoying thing, there is a Facebook app and a Twitter app. Twitter app works just
fine.
Not real crazy about the theme, and you can't really change the theme on it. Mm-hmm. But the Facebook app has apparently had issues connecting. The first time I tried it, wouldn't work. It hasn't worked since I've been trying to use it and log on. But a friend of mine tried it. Said it worked the first day. After that, they just had problems. So I don't know if it's them trying to communicate with the server. There's something, maybe there's a bug. Sony didn't ask permission to make this or something. Hey, it happened with Apple and Ping.
Yeah.
So who knows? Minor stuff. It's 1.0, really, and I'm sure there'll be firmware updates. I did notice the first thing when I fired it up, first thing that it does when it connects to wireless, there's another system update.
Yep.
Well, I mean, it's new out of the box. Of course, it's going to have updates.
Well, if it's new out of the box, it shouldn't have any updates.
No, because the time it takes them to make the thing and to ship it and to get to the stores and to sell it.
I'm sure they've closed holes and bugs.
In a perfect world, there wouldn't be. But
right.
Yeah. No, I see why.
Technology is constantly evolving.
Now, something interesting, since Sony had that, here's a bunch of free shit since we were down for a month package.
Yeah.
I think the welcome back package or whatever, you could select a couple of games and all that. You could download two digital PSP games. Mm-hmm. Now, I got Bod Nation Racers, the first one for the PSP, and Little Big Planet. First Little Big Planet. Mm-hmm. Not all of those are compatible yet. Little Big Planet is. I've transferred it over to the Vita. Mod Nation Racers isn't.
Ironic.
I think that's because they've got a Mod Nation Racers title as a launch title.
That's not fair.
I don't know if that's the case. I'm sure they can work on it. It's probably just having to emulate the code, port something over. Who knows? But there's minis and stuff that you can download. It ties in perfectly with the PlayStation Network store. I mean, it pulls up, you sign in, it pulls up your friends list and everything, and they can message you on it. I was getting that the other day.
Cool.
So if you're a gamer, pick it up. It's gorgeous.
It is very pretty. The games, oof.
Yeah, even the launch, and it's launch titles, too.
Yep, so it's going to get better.
Yeah, the graphics, I'm going to say almost PS3 level. So
very close.
It's worth checking out. So I think we're going to take a break, and I'm probably going to play a couple of games. And we'll be back with more Pod Culture right after this.
This one is for all the geeks with sleek physiques and weak old wings. This one is for all the freaks with a unique reek to meet the speak. This one's for you! You know how many settings there are on a phaser. If you've paid more than $100 for a toy lightsaber. If you kind of thought that Farscape was cool. If you haven't played a sport since the day you got out of high school. Then you've come to the right place. If you've lost friends over arguments about Green Lantern. If you really thought Ben Affleck was the bomb in Venoms,
If you pretend every phone booth's a TARDIS, and you know which is the correct edition of Army of Darkness, then you've come to the right place. I think you've come to the right place. Welcome to the con, welcome to the con. When I'm Dorsai, furry elves, get down with your nerdy selves. You've set Mark Hamill, your favorite for Star Wars 7, or you own the special edition Laserdisc of Lame of Heaven. If you're living in your parents' garage, and your four cats are named Taylor, Nova, Landon, and Dodge, then you've come to the right place. If you've gaffer taped your man boobs in an attempt to flatten them, if you've tried to pay your cell phone bill with gold press platinum, if you care which doctor who was the best, or you tried to hide that you cried when that guy died on Galaxy Quest, then you've come to the right place. Look around, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the con, welcome to the con. Troops in stormtrooper suits say, come on, shake your nerdy bootay. Nerds! Nerds!
Brothers and sisters! Nerds, geeks, dorks, dweebs, I'm talking to you! If you've ever seen the inside of a locker or the bottom of a toilet, if you know the Klingon word for virgin, if you brought your Starfleet uniform and your Jedi robes, because Star Wars is more of an evening thing. If you came to the con this weekend to rock out with your Spock out, then it's time for you to stand with me and say, I will not be ashamed. I will not settle down. I will not act my age. I will not stop summarizing the plot of X Factor 87 just because we've arrived at the restaurant and the waitress would like to know our drink order. I will sit in a dank room playing Settlers of Catan until my nerd buck assails the very nostrils of God himself. And I will let my beard grow.
Oh, it is time to tickle the taste buds with a little geek cuisine. And it's a very special geek cuisine.
Don't say it like that.
What do you mean?
Like it's poisoned?
Don't look at me.
Justin Nerum?
Hey, don't look at me.
Because you know what he's been doing in Skyrim.
Apples are rubbish.
No kidding. Christina, why don't you introduce us with this segment here?
Well, I found this recipe on Facebook, actually. You know how they have those little advertisements on the side that you're not supposed to click on?
Well, viruses.
Well, no, I didn't actually click on it, but I Googled it. Like, I saw it, and then I Googled it.
Smart.
It is a peanut butter Oreo brownies. You take a couple.
You have my attention.
You take a couple of Oreos and you slap some peanut butter in between them, and then on top of the one, and you stick them in a cupcake paper, and then you pour brownie batter over them and bake them.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow! So it's got a real Oreo center.
Two Oreos. And peanut butter.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Let's try this.
It's been nice knowing you.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any way to make these low calorie at all, but if there is, I will find it.
Said you eat them in England, and then they're energy.
The energy, yes.
No calories, lots of energy.
It's okay. No, because they are messy.
I can't imagine.
Can you hold that for me real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. And there's that.
All right.
The sides of them are a little bit squishy, but that's because that's where the cookie is.
All right.
Like they're...
See, it's a cookie.
These smell so fantastic.
They're solid on the top and solid on the bottom, but they're a little bit squishy in the middle because that's where the cookies are.
We were going to have these last week.
Yes, I made them last week.
But then the tornadoes hit.
And it's like, oh, wait, what am I going to do with them? Because Brad doesn't like brownies. I'll stick them in the freezer. So the ones from last week are in the freezer, but I made these today.
Only herbal brownies.
Ooh, messy. And yes, I can take them apart.
Okay. I like to take it's a crack cake.
I like to break mine in half, like so. So I have a cookie on either side. I have a cookie on either.
Yeah, the cupcake whatever has split directly in two.
Yes.
Oh, got a little bit of the paper, but that's all right.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be. All right. Fiber.
Fiber.
Oh.
I heard even my teeth.
Brad's like, I don't like it. Don't make me eat it.
How can you not like brownies?
He doesn't like anything.
Hey, herbal brownies.
Cake related.
I'm going to need a minute. It's a private moment.
You need to be alone for a while.
I'm still undressing mine.
I do like them.
That is a tasty cookie. Cookie brownie?
Mm-hmm.
Crownie?
Christina, this is why we're friends.
Okay.
Because
that's fair.
Okay, between this and the chocolate bark and the apple crack. Yeah.
This is why I try them on my boys first.
These are delicious.
Thank you.
And,
You've seen the mess you made the last time you tried to make apple crack.
Oh, well, that's because I dropped it in the oven. It was awful. It took 3 weeks to get that oven clean. It was awful.
Wow.
I was like, turn it up, bake it off.
It didn't work, because then I couldn't scrub it off. Like
Off is for, man.
You tried. Remember we tried?
I damn near killed myself with that easy. We got it out.
I know, but it took forever. But I'm tempted to try like the yellow
the golden Oreos?
The golden Oreos with yellow cake. Yellow.
Ooh.
To see if that would work.
Yeah.
They have Happy Birthday Oreos now.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the 100th anniversary.
Those are
or something.
Yeah.
Those either have aired in a geek cuisine or will shortly air in a geek
cuisine.
Oh, really?
Cuisine. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know if you had some of those yet. Those would be good, too.
We, again, with our wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey recording, we did do some recording with Adam, so he can be a part of these episodes while he's off doing his little special projects.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one of the geek cuisines that we did with him.
Mm-hmm. He's got it.
So if you'd like to take some of these home with you.
We got a whole goddamn freezer full.
No, I'm not giving them the frozen ones. There's a batch of them in the kitchen.
We got a whole bunch of freezer ones, too.
I'm not sure how they defrost. I wouldn't give you the ones that I don't know how they would defrost.
You defrosted one or two.
Yeah, but
I've got an entire like freezer full of Girl Scout cookies right now.
Awesome.
Which my first box lasted me 18 hours. So that's a new world record.
It took you that long?
Well, there was work involved, so you know I couldn't be home the entire time.
I can go through a damn tagalongs in that box of tagalongs.
Oh, I went through my box of tagalongs, and yeah, it was nothing. But I've got a couple of boxes of Samoas and a couple of boxes of Thin Mints. And then I've got to get a couple of boxes of the lemon cream.
I like the lemon ones.
Oh, the lemon crack ones?
Yes. I don't know what they're called exactly.
Lemon crack.
Oh, well, okay. All right.
I don't think you can ask little girls for lemon crack.
Yeah.
You can ask my sister.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, little girl from Troop 80. Do you have any crack? Lemon crack?
She would.
Oh, my God. I think I got a little.
That's okay.
Yeah, those are delicious.
We're covered in cookies.
Let's make this a trend, you know, bake things inside brownies.
Oh, okay.
Oreos,
small
donuts.
Children.
jelly beans. No, ooh. I don't think this would work.
Toy car.
What?
Toy car.
Ew.
So what could we bake inside?
Well.
Bacon.
We've done that.
Yes.
Bacon brownies.
We've done bacon cupcakes.
We haven't done bacon brownies.
Next time I'll do bacon brownies.
I thought you didn't like brownies. Why are you pushing for the bacon brownies?
Bacon.
Oh, bacon. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, the bacon, you know, tops the brownies. There's a place I was watching on, I think it was Travel Channel.
I love the Travel Channel.
On one of those, like the Food Network, or like the Food like Paradise shows or something like that. There's a place up in Portland, Oregon called Voodoo Donuts.
Ew.
And they have a bacon donut. It's like a Krispy Kreme donut, only it's covered in chocolate and bacon. And yeah, that looks yummy.
That sounds beautiful.
Yeah. So I don't know if there's any sort of bacon donuts in Louisville, but if there are any listeners in Portland and you guys want to, you know, take some Voodoo Donuts and mail them to these guys.
You know, get some dry ice, pack them in good. Krispy Kreme just needs to fry the donuts in bacon grease instead of regular grease.
Ew.
Then dip them in like a maple glaze or something.
Krispy Kreme, I love you. you're wonderful.
I just wish you had a store closer to my house.
I like the apple fritters. Those are my favorite.
Yeah.
Pumpkin spice donuts are pretty good, too.
Not in
Yeah, right over here.
Oh, right over there.
Well done.
He shoots. He scores.
Yes. So, yes. Christina, thank you for bringing those into my
life.
Thank
you for...
amazing.
Take them home.
So, Christina's...
They do freeze and defrost.
Peanut butter Oreo brownies.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, boy.
All said and done.
You can't because they're all here.
All said and done takes about, half an hour altogether because it's like 10 minutes to put the peanut butter on the Oreos. And the brownie mix, and it's like 18 minutes in the oven.
Got to use Jif peanut butter because that's the best peanut butter.
Exactly. What did you Google?
Peanut butter Oreo brownies.
Okay, that makes sense.
Oreo peanut butter brownies.
Yeah, link in the show notes.
I will.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Easy peasy.
All right. And we will be back with more pod culture right after this. Hey, guys. This is Brad. This is where we take a little bit of a break. Remember, Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed weekly. So tune in again, same time next week, for another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website. podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.